this
go
could
for it.
Really alter the political future down here in St. Thomas with such a huge part of the riding up in London, something we haven't had. I think based on Facebook comments, people are really concerned of where does that leave St. Thomas?
You know, and I'm very concerned. I think there's many things. When we're looking at these new boundaries, first of all, Elgin Middlesex London, the portion of London that was part of EML is gone. That now goes to London West. So the new London part is Ponds Mills and areas that we a member from EML had never represented. So there's a big change there because it's basically a brand new riding in that spot with St. Thomas being part of it. But what they've done is they've also pulled parts of the, to get that number for population, because everything is focused on this population of 115,000 and 115,500 people is basically the goal.
Yep.
And my riding's 127,000 the way it's currently made. So instead of trying just to reduce it, they just totally changed the riding. So London West now has our part. London East actually goes all the way over and includes Thames Center, which is a huge part of our riding, but also includes parts of Oxford all the way out to Ingersoll. And then if you're looking down to our riding, we've got places like New Sarum that are part of the London riding.
Yep.
We have places that the 401, the Highway 4, they split Southwold in half, they split Central Elgin in half, they've taken some from Malahide, and they've split Thames Center as well. But I'm really worried because I do see St. Thomas having a smaller voice. I think, for me, the biggest issue, it's not just even St. Thomas having a smaller voice, but it's the collaboration that we have within our communities already.
Yep.
So for me, it's St. Thomas Elgin exists. It has existed for decades. And they're breaking that down. So when I look at the St. Thomas Elgin General Hospital, when I look at the St. Thomas Elgin Housing, or the Elgin St. Thomas Housing, any of those things, all of these programs that are, yes, they're provincial, but the guidelines usually follow at the provincial as well. So we have to fight it now at the federal, just to ensure that when we're looking at these things, that they're not separating and dividing our communities. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're not recognizing the boundaries. They recognize the city of St. Thomas as a boundary of the whole, but they're not recognizing any of the municipalities in Elgin County and just separating them for the reason of population, not about customer service or providing things for Canadians as a whole.
No, and part of the riding is Belmont. You wonder, somebody living up by the Thames River, which is now part of the riding, or in Pond Mills, what association would they have with Belmont?
Absolutely. Belmont, right to the corner of Jaffa. Absolutely, 100% agree.
Yep.
It goes down to Highway 45. So I look at the fact that the Elgin OPP actually will now be part of not the Elgin riding, which, you know, something that I'm sure there's funding calculations, things like that, where they'll figure this all out. But I just look at the customer service. I look at the fact that our smaller communities, something that maybe have 6,000 people, they may have, in many cases, 2 MPs. In those cases, also, I look at the fact that with Ontario Works, with all of those programs, the people are helping out across this part of southwestern Ontario. We're not able to give them that lineage. We're not able to say, well, you need to call this office. We won't know which office they have to call.
No.
Especially when I have people all the way, almost all the way up to Elsie Craig, right?
Yep.
So it's just so different. And I think what we really saw through COVID was the need for communities working together. And that's why I think it's all levels of government working together, all of those things.
Yep.
So having this modgepodge is the way I look at it, this hodgepodge. It's about population, but it's not about communities, and we need to focus on communities.
No, and take a look at the Elgin Middles, or the Elgin, is it Elgin Middlesex Thames?
Massive. It's doubled the size of the original. So it was Lambton Kemp Middlesex had parts of the Middlesex part. Now the Lambton parts all go into another riding now too. So what they did is they exploded that riding, gave 25% of it to Sarnia, gave 25% of it to Huron, and then gave Middlesex to us.
Yep.
But the Middlesex piece that they gave to us, they took up the Thames Center piece, which Dorchester, and that, as I said, Dorchester is elsewhere. But we have parts of Thorndale, so they split Thames Center. And they've split, I'm right now working with the county, working with the County of Elgin, looking at what has been split, what do we know. And when we're looking at these... you know, a transit system that's helping for me, when we're looking at a transit system, that helps in our region. What does that look like when our region doesn't include St. Thomas but includes Elgin?
Yep.
When all of those smaller communities, I think Central Elgin, you know, there's going to be major concerns there for them as well, because half of their riding is in the London portion, the other half is in the Elgin portion. And so what do the people that are representing London South know about that small part of agriculture that's going to be part of it? And then they left all of the rural part of Central Elgin as part of Elgin. There's really not a core place other than Strathroy for Elgin Middlesex Thames. There's no center other than Strathroy.
What process? Now, I know there is public input, some of it on Zoom, but I think there's also a meeting. But even the meeting is way up in the north end of London.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there's lots of things that we need to do right now, working with our stakeholders. So I've put together a proposal, and I've sent it, just saying these are the things that we need to do. So making sure that I'm working really closely with MPP Rob Black. That's so important to make sure I'm doing, because these are the same constituents, and the guidelines for Ontario will have in the past followed the guidelines federally. So we need to know what's going to happen there. So working with the counties, I will have the county of Oxford, Kent, Elgin, and Middlesex would all be part of Elgin Middlesex Thames now. So what does that look like? What does this mean for our community services? And so I'm working with the counties, all of those counties, to see what that looks like. And then places like the St. Thomas Elgin District Chamber of Commerce, which represents the city of St. Thomas, but then also has businesses to the east, west, and north of them. What does that look like?
Based on past record, how sympathetic have they been to changes?
So this is part one, which is the public. Once they get in, once this is done, then it comes back to the MPs. What I've been told is that once it comes back to the MPs, it's almost a done deal and very little can be done. So it really has to be done in this stage that's being done between September and October. This is step one. The things have come out, and now they're coming to public consultation where they step back and say, okay, what are these communities? So that's why working with the mayors is really, really important, because their voices need to be heard on this as well.
It sounds like you, in essence, have to do a deputation. It doesn't sound like you can just sort of tune in.
No, you're part of it. You could be an observer if you want to, but we would recommend people being participants and saying why they're a participant. So when you're signing up, they'll put your name, the riding, and what is the issue. So for some people, it might be the riding name. And for some others, they'll say, well, you know, you split parts of Malahide, so you have to put in why, what you're going to do. And so I am sitting down and this week going through all of these divisions so that I can publicly share with people, these are the problems. And so right now, what I'm trying to do is unfold all of these issues that are going to be there so that when people have questions, they'll be able to know. So that when we go into these consultations in September, that we have a very clear definition of what we're expecting. And I think that's part of the thing. It's not just saying there's a problem, but what is our solution? And so that's what I'm really working on, is I think with my deposition, it needs to have a solution. And so talking to the mayors and seeing, where are these problems? If they're saying what they want 115,000 people in our ridings, well, Thames Center has about a little over 13,000, so that would take us down to about 114,000, but they didn't get rid of just Thames Center. The problem I have with them getting rid of Thames Center is our brand new MPP, he's now in London East, so they've changed this. So I think there's lots of issues there, but I'm also going to be working with Lindsay Matheson on this, because I recognize the needs in where she's representing in London are very, very different than when she gets out into that some parts of the Thames Centre area. And so I'm working with her to say these are the things that I'm concerned with. So with that working relationship, it's not a problem. We'll be able to show some concerns that we have on the east side. But I am very concerned with what it looks like for London. I've reached out to all of the mayors and the wardens and getting feedback from them and what we can do to all work together. Because for me, I look at the services, the things that we are planning as a region, and how much more difficult it will be after 2025 with new guidelines or with new borders, what that will look like.
Now, you say you're putting together a presentation. I assume that's going to have to happen quickly. Are you going to make that available or let us know what that is?
It will be all public. It will be showing the breakdown. So I'm doing the consultations with the mayors all next week. Next week, I meet with all of our mayors from Elgin Middlesex London, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So we'll be going through all of that as well. And like I said, I'm right now it's reaching out to all the different stakeholders. What are their concerns? you know, what are the concerns of the Elgin Middlesex or Elgin Cattlemen's Association? I'll need to know some of theirs too, because they'll have it'll look different. And then I also look at, what does this look long term? What these new defining, what does that look like long term to our region, and will the face of our region change because of this?